The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The key to kicking the world's oil addiction could very well lie in termite guts, canvas-eating jungle bugs, and other microbes genetically engineered to spew enzymes that turn waste into fuel. It may seem hard to believe that microscopic bugs, usually viewed as destructive pests, can be so productive. But scientists and several companies are working with the creatures to convert wood, corn stalk, and other plant waste into sugars that are easily brewed into ethanol, essentially 199-proof moonshine that can be used to power automobiles. Using microbes may even solve a growing dilemma over the current ethanol manufacturing process, which relies almost exclusively on corn kernels and yielded only 4 billion gallons of ethanol last year, compared to the 140 billion gallons of gasoline used in the U.S. There's growing concern throughout the Midwestern Corn Belt that the 95 U.S. ethanol plants are increasingly poaching on corn meant for the dinner table or livestock feed. However, this microbe-using system, called cellulosic ethanol, skirts that problem because it makes fuel from farm waste such as straw, corn stalks, and other inedible agricultural leftovers.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.